Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. New Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy was sworn into office in Kotzebue this afternoon after bad weather thwarted his attempts to reach his wife's hometown of Norvik for the ceremony. Dunleavy greeted travelers at the Bering Air Terminal in Kotzebue Monday morning and considered one last shot at reaching Norvik before the noon hour for the ceremony required by the Alaska Constitution. An impromptu swearing-in ceremony was put together at the Kotzebue School gym. Dunleavy, his family, and new Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer plan to travel to Norvik later in the day, where residents have been readying for an afternoon feast. Work continues to assess and repair damage from Friday's big earthquake in Anchorage. The response was complicated by high winds and rain over the weekend. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Throughout Sunday, officials with different local and state entities briefed the public on where things stand 2 days after what some are now calling the Point McKenzie earthquake. The Anchorage School District has canceled all classes for the week as it continues inspecting buildings, with schools set to reopen next Monday, December 10th. City Manager Bill Falsey told reporters that at this point, service to just about all utility customers has been restored. NSTAR, the local gas utility, is working its way through several hundred backlogged reports of residential damage. The main remaining problem, Falsey says, is the highway heading north of Anchorage, connecting Eagle River and the Matsu Valley Borough.
The Glen Highway is going to be a continuing challenge as we step into the additional phases of this response. If you don't need to be on the Glen Highway, you probably should avoid the area.
The Department of Transportation is hoping to have some of the most damaged sections of the Glen resolved by Wednesday, but speed limits will stay at reduced levels. The Seward Highway is open, but officials are asking people to stay off of it, as impending weather could cause rock falls along the road. And at the port, ships are arriving regularly, meaning there's a typical supply of food and fuel available in the city. On Sunday morning, the City Assembly voted unanimously to extend the mayor's declaration of a civil emergency through Tuesday. Already, $5 million has been passed through the Federal Highway Administration to help with repairs. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The Fairbanks City Council is set to vote tonight on a proposal to raise and restructure bed taxes. The bed tax ordinance would raise levies on rented rooms to 10.5% by 2021. The tax was first implemented in 1979, and the current rate of 8% was set in 1985. The increase is expected to raise $2.4 million in 3 years. Mayor Jim Matherly has said the tax raise is needed to help pay for city services, but he faces significant resistance from the lodging industry. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.